بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. May Allah's salah and salam be upon the Prophet, his noble and pure family, and his noble companions, and those who follow on their path until the day of resurrection. Tonight, inshallah, we'll start explaining the 40 hadith or 40 plus hadith that were collected by Al-Imam Al-Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala, and as explained by our Shaykh Muhammad bin Salih Al-Utaymeen, may Allah's mercy be upon both of them. In the beginning of the discussion, the Shaykh rahimahullah started with the saying, "Inna alhamdulillahi, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him and we seek His help and forgiveness, and that we seek refuge in Allah from our own evil and from our own evil selves and our wrong deeds. Whoever Allah guides, none can misguide him, and whoever Allah misguides, none can guide him. And I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one and unique, having no partner, nor an associate. And I testify that Muhammad is Allah's slave and messenger. May Allah's salah and salam be upon him and his noble and pure family and his companions. Then the Shaykh rahimahullah went on to give an introduction concerning Al-Hafidh Al-Nawawi, the greatest scholar of Islam, Al-Imam Al-Nawawi rahimahullah, that he was from the reliable and trustworthy scholars, from the companions of Imam Al-Shafi'i. And he was known for his authorship, authoring in many disciplines, in hadith and its sciences, as well as in linguistics. He, in reality, is one of the most knowledgeable people. And it is apparent, and Allah knows best, that he is from the most sincere in his authorship, because his works spread in the Muslim world to the degree that you can't even find a mosque except that his book Riyadh al-Salihin is recited or is read, and his books are known famous in the world, indicating his correct niyyah, intention, the acceptance of people, the acceptance of the works is an indication for the purity of the intention. عليكم السلام ورحمة الله. He is a mujtahid, a scholar of ijtihad, and the mujtahid arrives at the correct as well as incorrect opinions. And he, rahimahullah, was incorrect in his position regarding the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he resorted to figurative interpretation of some of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, however, without denying them. Like, for example, the figurative interpretation of al-istiwa, Allah's rising or ascending the throne. The people of figurative interpretation say that it means that Allah took control of the throne, but they don't deny that. Because if they would deny the istiwa, if they would deny it, then in this case they would commit disbelief. However, the person who denies such attributes by way of figurative interpretation, not belying them, in this case, alaykum as-salam rahmatullahi ta'ala barakatuh, in this case, if there is a proof for his figurative interpretation that may be accommodated in the Arabic language, then in this case he does not become a disbeliever. However, if there is no way to accommodate that in the, or permit it in the Arabic language, then this entails kufr. Then this entails kufr. For example, if he would say, if one would say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not possess a real hand, and it is not, and he says that it doesn't mean his power nor his favor, you know, because some people of figurative interpretation say that the meaning of Allah's hand is his favor or his power. So the person who denies all of that, then in this case he denies the reality of Allah's hand, that it is real and the true hand. And of course Allah's attributes are different from the attributes, and distinct and different from the attributes of creation. So those who deny the hand, and they don't even permit the figurative interpretation, in this case they commit kufr, because they denied that in absolute sense. As to the people of ta'wil, as to the people of figurative interpretation, they believe, but they distort the meaning through the unsubstantiated figurative interpretation. Such matters where the Imam rahimahullah, in which he erred, is a matter of a mistake in ta'wil, the wrong being done in terms of figurative interpretation of some of the texts of the attributes. And these are few when compared to the merits and the benefits, the great merits and benefits of the works of this Imam. And we have no doubt that what occurred from him is due to his ijtihad and his permissible interpretation, you know, at least in his opinion. And I hope that he is forgiven for that, and that what he offered from and presented to the Ummah from the good and the benefits is from the acceptable work, and that may the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Hud, chapter 11, verse 114, may be applicable of him, on him, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. Verily the good deeds wipe out the bad deeds, or remove the evil ones. We testify that Imam al-Nawawi, as far as we know, that he is on righteousness and that he is a mujtahid, and everyone who is qualified with the degree of ijtihad may err and also may reach the correct conclusions. And if he errs, then he is rewarded once, and if he is correct, then his reward is doubled. Imam an-Nawawi rahimahullah authored, as we said, many books, and this book, the 40 hadith, and it's actually more than 40, it's 42, is of the best of his authorship. And the Shaykh rahimahullah, at the end of this introduction, he said, these 40 hadith, alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, he encouraged the seeker of knowledge to memorize it, because they are chosen from many hadiths and covering different topics. And then the Shaykh rahimahullah said, and we seek help in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to comment and explain these hadith, and therefore we go now to the first hadith, al-hadith al-awwal, the first hadith.